Employers tend to be a little conservative, small c here, in terms of inviting. They don't like to take risks in terms of inviting people to take on jobs. But once employers get introduced to the immigrants and to the types of skills and knowledge that they have, they really, I think, begin to turn a page on this. And so those programs, and, you know, we're trying to foster more of these now that involve bridging, that involve mentoring, that get the employers directly involved in the process, have shown to have a great deal of success. There's no question that today's labor market is a very challenging one. And this is true for immigrants, but it's also true for young Canadian-born individuals who are entering the labor market. There is less quality jobs around than, say, 30 years ago. So there's a lot more precarious type of work. So this has been a challenge. And, you know, and I think, you know, Canadian society and along with employers do need to sort of work on trying to improve the overall job stock of quality employment opportunities that exist out there. It's a challenge, but I think it's one that we need to turn more attention to.